Hello, everyone. It's Katie. And today we're going to talk about marine collagen. It's one of my favorite topics to talk about, being a medical esthetician and an acne specialist, but also as a nutritionist. I find both bovine collagen and marine collagen have their place on the market. I much prefer bovine for joints and marine for skin. But today we're just going to talk about marine collagen and its many benefits. So collagen, as we know, is the most abundant protein found in the human body. It has a fiber-like structure and is found in connective tissue, tendons, ligaments, bones, and cartilage. Importantly, collagen also plays a role in strengthening our skin. One of the most well-known benefits of collagen is its ability to promote glowing, vibrant skin. This essential protein provides elasticity to the skin, helping it to appear more youthful and healthy. But as you get older and collagen production declines, fine lines, loose skin, and dryness can occur. By our 30s, our natural levels of collagen are on the decline. This is why we start to notice our joints creaking a little bit, they're a little bit stiffer in the mornings, and our skin is just starting to sag. But by supplementing with marine collagen, people are aiming to improve everything from joint health to the appearance of their skin and their digestion. By the time we're 40, we are actually producing 25% less collagen. Yikes. So as I said earlier, there are two types of collagen. Bovine collagen is derived from the hides and hooves of cattle, and marine collagen is derived from the skin and scales of fish. You'll notice that most collagen supplements contain hydrolyzed collagen. Put simply, this refers to the process used to obtain collagen peptides found in the product. In marine collagen, for example, this means that the collagen has been broken down into peptides, which is smaller units of protein, so that it is more easily absorbed by the body. In marine collagen, there are three very important amino acids: glycine, proline, and hydroxyproline, which make it unique compared to other collagen sources. These three amino acids serve as the building blocks for the production of new collagen. So glycine has so many benefits, but we're just going to touch on a few things. So it helps and contributes to the formation of collagen and other varieties of proteins. It is essential for forming connective tissue that maintains joint flexibility. It also helps in the production of glutathione. We'll have a discussion about this another day, which serves as an antioxidant and can prevent cellular damage and signs of aging. Hydroxyproline is necessary for the synthesis of collagen in both bone and skin tissue, which also reduces the degradation of collagen and elastin. Hydroxyproline serves as a first defense against external microorganism attack and promotes healthy and youthful looking skin. Proline, one of the most important precursors of hydroxyproline, is proline, which is involved in the formation of collagen and cartilage. It is crucial in the development and maintenance of healthy skin and connective tissues. Proline is also beneficial for the treatment of back pain and osteoarthritis. Marine collagen has also been shown to have superior bioavailability, about 1.5 times more absorbent than bovine, porcupine, or chicken collagen because of its optimal low molecular weight. So why is bioavailability so important? Bioavailability means it's the rate at which food is absorbed into the bloodstream through our intestinal wall. This means that marine collagen peptides enter the bloodstream faster than other types of collagen, making it the best type when you want to replenish your body's natural collagen stores. So its high bioavailability means that hydrolyzed marine collagen peptides are recognized as the most effective source of collagen for enhancing skin health. Okay. Marine collagen is also an incredible source of protein. In fact, the only essential amino acid that is not found in marine collagen is tryptophan. But this skin collagen does contain high amounts of the amino acids of glycine and proline, as we talked about earlier. These amino acids are essential to keeping us functioning throughout the day and throughout our life. The blend of amino acids found in collagen is unique because they are deficient in our Western diet. So if you live in North America, we do not have a very good diet. It's very pro-inflammatory. We have a lot of health issues. We have an epidemic of type 2 diabetes, obesity, hormone imbalance, acne, you name it. It just goes on and on and on. So unless you consume a lot of animal skin, small bones like sardines and anchovies, or bone broth, it's difficult to get collagen in your diet. Luckily, there are health benefits when you eat collagen. Through a collagen-rich diet, you'll improve your skin's appearance from the inside and out. So you'll often hear me talk about that skin is a two-sided organ. So, you know, you can do all the topicals in your home care. You can do all the facial treatments you want, but your skin's main health function is the inside. Topicals and treatments can only do so much. So let's talk about the benefits of marine collagen. We know that it supports skin hydration, firmness, and elasticity. Marine collagen benefits our dermis directly because it's the structural basis for healthy, youthful looking skin and soft, plump lips. Adding a marine collagen supplement can help the dermis maintain its structural integrity. There's a growing stack of research showing an increase in skin elasticity from collagen supplementation after 8 weeks. So 8 weeks may seem like a long time. It's because doing things internally takes a little bit longer, but it's got so many benefits. Skin elasticity is increased by repairing damaged collagen fibers, increasing collagen content, and restoring the ratio of type 1 to type 3 collagen in chronically aged skin. Collagen is especially useful in the prevention of dry skin because of its ability to improve the skin's moisture barrier. So, you know, it's October 22nd, it's starting to get a little bit cold out, we're using central heating more, we may be drinking a lot more caffeinated, like warm caffeinated beverages and all that. So it's important to maintain our hydration. This is one perfect way of maintaining our skin's hydration is through omega-3s and marine collagen. Replacing damaged collagen fibers with new collagen is what restores your skin's hydration status. You develop an abundance of connective tissue, making your skin appear more smooth and supple. It also helps minimize lines and wrinkles. Marine collagen peptide supplementation helps renew the skin's ability to retain moisture and suppleness while defending against further damage, which can result in the loss of elasticity, firmness, and other types of damage, including stretch marks. Hyaluronic acid supplement, along with the vitamin C supplement, will boost the effects of collagen supplements while improving the skin's natural moisture levels. One of the brands I like for hyaluronic acid is from Now Foods. And for vitamin C, I take vitamin C from AOR. There's also Organica has a really good one too. Just like collagen, our hyaluronic acid levels decrease over time as we age, which can make us look older and dehydrated. So it's essential to replenish our body's natural hyaluronic acid stores. Hyaluronic acid and collagen are a match made in heaven, because hyaluronic acid is what keeps our collagen limber and pliable. Vitamin C helps with collagen synthesis, and it's a great antioxidant as well. And for my esthetician colleagues that offer microneedling treatments, this is one of the supplements that I highly recommend that you encourage your clients to take. And for my clients that are listening to this, if you're interested in doing microneedling treatments, hyaluronic acid and vitamin C supplementation, both internally and topically, are going to maximize your microneedling treatments. For stronger hair and nails, research shows that marine collagen may benefit hair health and growth. Who doesn't want thicker, more luscious head of hair? Collagen is abundant in the amino acid proline, which is needed for the production of keratin, the structural building block of hair and nails. Keratin's function is to smooth the hair cuticle to give it a healthy and shiny appearance, and to produce new hair follicles that are required for growth. Research shows that oxidative stress caused by environmental and lifestyle factors such as pollution, smoking, poor dietary choices, and excessive alcohol consumption can have a negative effect on hair follicles, which determine hair growth, texture, and thickness. The consumption of marine collagen may help to improve follicular health, as it has been shown to reduce oxidative stress by promoting radical scavenging activity. So you want those scavengers. Collagen consumption could also improve hair pigment, as oxidative stress has been linked to hair graying. Regular collagen consumption could help to grow and strengthen your nails by providing a rich source of amino acids needed to produce keratin, the structural building blocks of nails. Adequate amounts of keratin in the body can help to keep nails strong and healthy. In a clinical study, 25 participants experienced increased nail growth, improved brittle nails, and a decrease in the frequency of broken nails after ingesting collagen peptides for 24 weeks. It also supports overall health, and especially your skin health. A recent study found that collagen may help fight against certain bacterial infections, which may be profoundly beneficial for our health. Out of all the different strains of bacteria, collagen has shown to be more effective against Staphylococcus aureus. This strain is the most dangerous of all staphylococcal bacteria, since its main cause of heart valve infections, pneumonia, bone infections, and dermal infections. For my esthetician and acne specialist friends, as we know, Staphylococcus aureus bacteria is the most common cause of the condition called folliculitis. In folliculitis, it's tiny, small, white-headed pimples develop when bacteria infect the hair follicle. Folliculitis caused by staph is marked by itchy, white, pus-filled pimples that can occur when anywhere on the body where hair follicles grow. Bacteria infect the hair follicles when the follicles become damaged. Common causes of follicle damage include friction or irritation from shaving and acne, among other things. When the skin around follicles become damaged, follicles are exposed to bacteria such as staph that normally live harmlessly on the outside of our skin. So in small amounts, Staphylococcus aureus is totally fine. It's only when it's in abundance. When the bacteria gets inside the damaged follicle, they multiply and cause infection, which results in a pimple. It helps you digest your food better. Collagen is a protein made of a bunch of individual amino acids. The single most beneficial amino acid in collagen is glycine. Glycine is the master at regulating inflammation in your stomach, small intestine, and your GI tract. Inflammation is caused in your gut when harmful toxins are able to pass through the digestive tract in your gut. These toxins, in the form of food particles, now have free rein to pass into your bloodstream, kicking off all sorts of inflammatory issues in your body. So for those of us that are skin specialists, especially my acne specialist colleagues, inflammation is the number one cause of acne. So there's a lot of inflammatory factors going on in the body. Glycine helps reduce inflammation by forming connective tissue, which protects the mucosal barrier of your gut. This helps tighten the tiny junctions in those suffering from leaky gut syndrome. Glycine is one of the three amino acids that your body uses to make glutathione, a powerful antioxidant that helps protect your cells against oxidative damage from free radicals, which are thought to underlie many diseases. We are deficient due to the environmental factors like stress, infections, aging, air pollution, GMOs, etc. Improves body composition. Sorry, I had to take a little sip there. If your goal is to build and maintain muscle mass, marine collagen is a very helpful supplement to mix in your fitness routine. Research has shown that marine collagen can help enhance muscle mass and strength following resistant strength training. In fact, up to 10% of our muscle tissue is composed of collagen. Protein is integral to having strong muscles and increasing muscle mass. And protein is made up of amino acids. Marine collagen peptides contain a high percentage of amino acids. So collagen supplementation before or after workout may help with to build muscle mass. Eating a balanced diet filled with protein-rich foods is especially important for maintaining muscle tissue as we get older. A boost in collagen may help improve metabolism by adding lean muscle mass to your frame and helping with the conversion of essential nutrients. So yes, if you want to lose a little bit of weight gain, you want to increase your protein consumption. You need protein to build muscle. Stabilizes your blood sugar. A 2016 study in the Alberta Diabetes Institute found consistently low levels of circulating glycine among people with type 2 diabetes. So type 2 diabetes has become quite the norm in our North America or Pacific Western diet. Thus, supplementing with marine collagen, which contains high amounts of glycine, may help balance blood sugar levels, which is essential important for diabetes. Blood sugar levels also contribute to insulin sensitivity, increased sebum, and can also be a contributing factor to acne. Improves wound healing and reduces scars. Supplementing with marine collagen can lead to faster and more complete healing of wounds. As the main component of the dermal matrix of skin, collagen is necessary for skin to regenerate after any skin injury or deformation, such as scars, rashes, and burns. Hence why I like marine collagen for my acne clients, and I like marine collagen for my microneedling clients, because both aspects are wound in the skin, but by having marine collagen, we're repairing it much faster. It builds bone strength. So marine collagen is great at maintaining strong bones as we age, which is crucial for the prevention of osteoporosis. Bones are primarily made of collagen, which provides them with structure and support. Research has shown that the consumption of collagen has a positive influence on bone composition, strength, and bone mineral density, and positive therapeutic for osteoporosis. So for any of us that are starting to hear the creaks and groans and stiffness in our joints, maybe we should consider taking a supplement for this. Studies have shown that marine collagen peptides help the absorption of calcium, and other minerals that are essential for bone strength. It also reduces inflammation and helps with joint pain. With its gel-like smooth structure that covers and holds our bones together, collagen allows it to glide and move without pain. It's been shown to help your joints move more easily, reduce pain often associated with aging, and even reduce the risk of joint deterioration. Did you know that marine collagen also helps with heart health? Collagen is critical for the integrity and structure of arterial walls. Arteries are blood vessels that carry oxygenated blood away from the heart to deliver oxygen and nutrients to the body tissues. A decrease in collagen as we age can contribute to weakened arteries, contributing to the formation of atherosclerosis or narrowing of arteries. A risk of heart attack and stroke increases with atherosclerosis. One study found that those taking collagen daily experience a significant reduction in artery stiffness than before they started. These studies, participants also increased their HDL, which is a good cholesterol level, which decreases the risk of atherosclerosis. So the bottom line is, as you can see, marine collagen benefits are amazing. They're full of amino acids and building blocks of protein. Marine collagen is an optimal supplement that can benefit many body structures and systems. That being said, it's always important to consider your specific health needs when making dietary changes. Although there are no known drawbacks to supplementing with collagen, it is recommended that you consult your main healthcare provider before consuming marine collagen. If you're pregnant or breastfeeding, have liver or kidney disease, or even been instructed to follow a low protein diet. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. Have a wonderful weekend. Chat soon.